Hello and welcome back to the Becoming Mom and Dad podcast. I'm Skylar and I'm here with Kaylee, and we're also here with Gemma, so you might hear her have some input on some topics.
Yeah, I guess you're here with me again, like every other week.
Yeah, yeah. Until I get a new wife and mother to my child.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we kind of wanted to start talking this week about what my first week at work was like, going back with her. So I did bring her with me every day. It honestly went pretty well, and mentally for me it was a lot better because I was able to get back kind of in my groove of like a routine. So the way we kind of did that was Skylar and I both woke up at 7. We both leave for work at the same time, so we both got up at 7 and he fed her while I did kind of like my little getting ready situation, and then once he was done feeding her, I would kind of just like put her in her swing while I finished getting ready and while he took a shower, and then I would get her ready, and then we'd kind of do like coffee and just a quick breakfast or whatever, and then we will head out. So it's been going pretty well so far, I would say. And as far as like working with her, she's been pretty cooperative. She actually went down for naps most of the time, like better than I expected. There were a couple days where like she kind of got interrupted a few times with people just kind of like being too loud or something, but overall she's been like able to sleep there pretty good. I do have a sound machine there. We ended up taking her actual bassinet that she used to sleep in next to our bed with us to work. So that was helpful because she's already used to sleeping in it and it's like pretty spacious. And then we also have like a little caddy of diapers, wipes. We have some Tylenol, some Aquaphor, extra pacifiers, burp cloths, all that stuff there. And we have like a little changing pad that was on top of our pack and play that we have in there too. And that kind of just gave us a space to change her diaper. So everything's been working out pretty good so far with that. And I think honestly, having her at work, it gives me peace of mind to actually be able to work without worrying about, you know, someone else taking care of her. And obviously not everybody is given the same opportunity that we have with that. So we are very blessed to not have to give her to like a stranger to watch her or send her in daycare and stuff. So I know that that's not everybody's situation, and it's just unique for us. I don't really feel like I know many people who can bring their kid to work with them. So
it's worked out better than I thought, because honestly, I thought at least for the first couple weeks or so that she would have a really hard time napping in like a new place and all that. And I thought that she'd get woken up more than it seems like she does. Not that I'm there all day, but Kaylee tells me what happens.
Yeah, there was like one or two days, I want to say, not even full days. There were just like a couple periods of like a few hours where she wasn't sleeping very well on a couple different days, which honestly, it really hasn't made the night times more difficult for us. If anything, it's made them easier because she's been more tired and willing to sleep. So like her evening naps that we've kind of been struggling with recently have been a little bit better because she's been more tired from the day of not being able to sleep.
And like right now, she doesn't want to sleep, so now she's in my arms while we do our podcast, so she's not fussy.
Yeah, she does have the hiccups though, so you might hear those. Overall though, she's been a good baby, and everybody at work obviously likes to see her and, you know, have her around, so that's been kind of fun for everyone. And then also when I went back to work, which this is a little bit personal, but I did finally get my first period postpartum, which I didn't really know when to expect it. But it happens at week 7 about, so you can kind of expect that. I know for everybody it's different. I've heard breastfeeding can kind of, you know, make it longer without one, because I guess something to do with the breastfeeding makes you not get it. I'm not really sure. But I know a lot of people don't get it back until after they stop breastfeeding, which obviously I'm not breastfeeding. So, I will say that as far as like the actual period itself, it really wasn't any different from how it was before, other than the fact that it was a lot heavier. And to be honest, I feel like the first couple days of my period kind of compared honestly to how I felt when I first came home from the hospital as far as like what that bleeding was like. I did have a C-section, and I've Googled, and apparently when you have a C-section, you can expect to bleed more than if you deliver vaginally, but I didn't really bleed all that much. Like, the first week was kind of heavy, but, like, after that, it really wasn't. But I've heard you can expect to bleed pretty heavy for, like, 6 weeks, and that was not the case for me, so I definitely bled more with this first period than I did the first couple days coming home from the hospital. It was pretty comparable, honestly, to both of those.
And we've also had some issues with formula, which we didn't have that for a while. We were doing pretty good, but then the one formula we kind of been using on her a lot has been unavailable in stores for whatever reason. It's a Similac, like the purple can, which, what was it called? Like
Total Comfort.
Total Comfort. So we had to order, we ordered a can online, and that's been fine. But then we got another can that we bought at the store that was like an off-brand, and we were using that, and we noticed that she started getting like a rash on her chest, and we looked it up, and that was a sign of like an issue with the formula. And then she also started having a lot more spit up episodes. I mean, she didn't seem like uncomfortable, like she wasn't like,
and more weird poop.
Yeah, and she was, I mean, she wasn't getting mad or like seemed like she was upset or uncomfortable, but like obviously there were just some weird side effects going on. So now we've had to like get more strict and try and find that one that we were using originally, which we
you
just
can't get. So
yeah, didn't order a bunch get ordered online?
Nope, not the same kind.
Oh, okay, yeah. So hopefully she levels out and it's
basically
okay.
What I think Similac is trying to do is they have like the Total Comfort, which is like $35 for the pretty like 29-ounce can. And then they have the Total Comfort Pro, which is the literally exact same thing, but it has a prebiotic in it. And it's $45 a can. So they're fizzling out the generic one and forcing you to buy the Pro. And it's just, you know, that's an extra $20 or $40 a month that we're spending on formula now, because that's just how they're doing that. And like I said, we tried the purple can of other brands and it's not working out. So we had to suck it up and buy the expensive kind now, because that's all that she will take. Because when we tried to use the Parents Choice purple can, the gentle, because the whole point of the purple can is it's supposed to be easier to digest on their stomachs, which we didn't really have digestion issues with her and like use that kind for a reason. That's just the kind that I bought at the store when we first bought formula. Just because I was like, why not buy the easy to digest one? But now that's like, she's used to that. So now it's like any other kind she's not wanting. So when we bought the off brand generic gentle one, we looked at the ingredients and they're not the same as the Similac gentle formula, which we should have looked at before we bought it. But I just figured like, oh, you know, like purple can, it's gentle, it's the same thing. No, it's not. So make sure if you ever have to switch your baby's formula, you can honestly look at comparison charts I've seen online where it'll show you like, if your baby drinks this, here are formulas across different brands that are like the same as far as like the ingredients. So that was kind of nice. I found out the Target purple can would have probably worked better for us than the Walmart purple can. So we don't have Target here. So yeah. It is what it is. Costco also has like their own brand of formula. And I've seen that, but we don't have a Costco here either. So it's just kind of like a struggle. But we are getting the Similac Total Comfort Pro in the mail today. And hopefully that will kind of start to get better. We did kind of just switch to the one can that we ordered online of Similac. And she's doing okay on that one. But the Walmart Parents Choice one, we had to stop using entirely. So we're probably just going to try to give it away to somebody who uses that kind or something, because I don't want to just throw it out, but we can't use it. So, that's kind of been our issues with that this week. And then honestly, the only other thing that with her has her personality, I feel like it started to show more, like she's kind of making faces and reacting to things a little bit more. And she has been making a lot more noises other than just like crying. Like she's making more like talking
last
noises,
night
I guess.
Last time we put her to bed, she was kind of like in her stage of falling asleep, and she let out this like, I don't even know what to call
it, like a wail.
Yeah, I don't want to say it was a scream because I don't want y'all to think we're like abusing our baby and she's screaming, but like she just like was asleep, and then all of a sudden you just heard this high-pitched like wail, and I it honestly sounded like something that would come from like a little kid, like instead like, of a baby.
Like, it was really not like a baby sound.
Yeah.
And even right now, like, she's listening to Skylar talking, and she's just, like, looking up at him, cheesing all crazy.
Yeah.
Tell
me why she's yawning at me, but she won't go to sleep.
Because she doesn't want to sleep. She has the hiccups. When she has the hiccups, she can't sleep. That's, like, her thing. Some babies apparently can sleep through the hiccups, but she cannot.
Yeah.
But she, yeah, she's been making a lot more noises. For me, pretty much any time I, like, go to, like, feed her or, like, pick her up out of the bassinet and, like, I'm first kind of, like, making my appearance to her, she smiles at me. And it's honestly so cute because she'll just sit there and cheese at me. And, like, even when I'm putting her down to go to sleep, like, I'll try to give her pacifier and she won't even latch onto it because she's just, like, smiling so big. And she has a lot more, like, just, I feel like, more facial expressions than she did before. Like, she can kind of make more faces and react to things a little bit better, which, I mean, she's a month and a half old now, so it's not that weird. I mean, I guess it's getting more normal and she's kind of just growing more, so.
Yeah, she's definitely starting to, like, fill out more. I mean, she's not, like, crazy chunky or anything like you see some people's babies, but, like, there's definitely a difference. I was looking at her face last night when I was changing her, and I was like, man, I'm like, her, like, face just looks more round than it did.
And I still think she looks so different than she did, like, when she first
was, like, for sure. We have, like, obviously, we have one of those digital frames, and there's obviously pictures on there of her when she was literally, like, a week old, and she looks entirely different than she did at that point. Yeah. So it's true. Don't base your baby's looks on how it looks as soon as it comes out, because it'll definitely change.
Honestly, she looks pretty similar to how she did at, like, 4 weeks. I think 3 or 4 weeks is when she started to look like she does now. But she's just getting, her features are getting more defined, like, every week that goes by. She hasn't really lost much hair. She kind of lost some on the back where, like, she lays on it. But honestly, she's just growing more hair, which I don't know if we've really talked about it. But she was born with a lot of hair, and it gets, she's getting longer. And it's kind of like she's starting to get baby hairs growing in the spots where she didn't have any at birth. So I think her hair is kind of filling out more, too. And it definitely looks crazy, like, 90% of the time, because it just sticks straight up off of her head in all directions. So
it's the number one comment she gets is her hair.
Yeah, she looks like a little Albert Einstein baby. So it's pretty funny. I will say, kind of, like, going into a different topic, I want to talk about some of the crazy comments I've been getting on some of my TikToks that I've made about her. So if you didn't know, I do have, like, a TikTok where I vlogged my little pregnancy journey all throughout that. And then since we've had the baby, I've kind of transitioned into doing more of, like, videos of her and me and, like, her routines and stuff. And I made a video on her morning routine the other day, and it kind of, like, went a little bit viral. It has, like, 100-something thousand views. And the comments, most of them, honestly, were people commenting on her hair and how cute she was. But then there was this one lady who literally commented just the craziest comment I've ever seen. Like, especially since it came from a woman, I'm like, how could you, like, I just don't know any woman that would have this kind of take, which I guess I do now, but it's pretty crazy. So before I can really say what she said, basically the video was me getting up in the morning and showing what our morning looked like getting ready for work. And then it kind of just had timestamps where it went throughout our morning. And there's a section of the video where I'm getting ready, and it's when Skylar's feeding her, and, like, the thing on the video says bottle with dad while mom gets ready. And, you know, it's just me putting on some makeup and brushing my teeth and brushing my hair and whatever. And this lady literally commented, "It just amazes me when new moms put so much effort and time into facial makeup routine instead of focusing on losing the weight they gained during their pregnancy. No replies, and if someone wants to post videos, this is what happens. Naughty and nice." And when I read that, I honestly wasn't even offended. I was just, like, shocked that there's women out there who are actually going to body shame people who literally had a baby 6 weeks ago, which is crazy to me, because you can't even get clear to go to the gym or do anything for 6 weeks. You can't do any physical activity for 6 weeks, which is just, like, you know, so the fact that she was saying that was crazy. And I had, like, strangers and friends just blasting her back in my comments, like, saying, you know, different things and whatever, which I didn't ask them to do that. They did it on their own free will. But it's just, like, it's crazy to me that there's other women out there that can give women a hard time for taking time for themselves instead of losing their weight, which is just, like, wild to me. All I really said back to her was like, you know, you don't know how much I weighed before or during or after. Because if you guys have been listening, I actually didn't gain that much weight when I was pregnant. And now that I'm not pregnant, I actually, at my first doctor's appointment after her, had already lost 22 pounds. And then even now, I weigh 5 pounds less than what I did when I started, when my pregnancy journey started, like before, like the day I found out, I weigh 5 pounds less now than I did then. So I'm just like, technically I weigh less than what I did after, before I had the baby. Obviously I still have loose skin and my stomach is still like kind of, you know, sagging, but that's just part of being a mom. So I just can't believe that people actually had the audacity to say stuff like that.
And then a lot of people, like that woman and a few people, because she showed me the comments, were like, making a, like saying stuff about her taking the time to do her makeup instead of spending it with her family. And I'm like, okay, one, like,
yeah, someone said you put on all that garbage and it takes time away from your family.
I was, it's like, one, I'm feeding Gemma in the other room with the bottle, and also I don't want Kaylee like standing over my shoulder while I'm feeding her. Like, it's like we take turns and we both help each other out. Also, so
I just think that mentally it is actually really important to take time for yourself, and like you can't just take care of your baby and not take care of yourself. And I feel like a lot of moms fall into that. They feel like they have to take care of their baby and they don't take care of themselves. And I feel like that's why a lot of moms struggle with like postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety. And like on the days where I did have the baby blues, like I always felt better when I actually got dressed and like brushed my hair and brushed my teeth and took a shower. Like I made a point to shower every single day for the first 2 weeks after I had a baby, which like, weird to say, but I don't even shower every day now. Like, and I didn't shower every day before I got pregnant. I usually showered every other day. But after I had her, I was showering every single day for the first 2 weeks. And I think it's just important to take that time for yourself. And honestly, I think it should be encouraged to take time for yourself as a mom.
I mean, I'm sure it's different, like, because, I mean, we do have an easy baby, like, we have to admit. And I'm sure some people it's harder to stop and, like, put on makeup or whatever. But I feel like if you don't have a problem doing it, then there's nothing wrong with doing it.
Yeah, I just, like I said, even if it's not doing makeup, even if it's going to the gym after you get clear, or like taking a nap or taking a bath or whatever, like it is important for you to ask for help and like make sure you're taking care of yourself, because if you don't, that's when you're going to start to feel like you're losing yourself, and like you don't want your identity to be like, oh, I only take care of her and that's my entire life, which like obviously like right now she is the most important thing in my life and I like that, but it's just like you also have to keep your own identification and worth like as you become a mom. And I feel like a lot of people have a hard time with that. And so just don't go online blasting people for taking time for themselves, because that's just crazy to me. I literally took 20 minutes to myself in the morning to get ready, and that's apparently a crime. So
now to be fair, you are doing parenting TikTok, which I feel like is the most like
judgmental
TikTok. Yeah, judgmental sure. thing ever, because everyone has a different strong opinion on raising
but
kids.
But I will say it has been helpful so far. Someone corrected me in a video where I was showing how I put her down to sleep, and they said I had her sound machine too close to her head and that it could rupture her eardrum. So I've moved her sound machine farther away from her head. So just things like that. Like I don't, most of the people who are on there, like are moms that follow me and stuff. And so like a lot of it's constructive criticism, and like a lot of it too is like very much supportive. Like I do have way more support from the people on TikTok that follow me than I do like hate comments. But the last video I posted it was full of hate comments. I mean, even our gender reveal video, which that one got over 1 million views.
Yeah, everyone said I
wasn't. There were so many hate comments to Skylar saying that he was not, did not want a daughter. I'm just like, dude.
People are like, oh, he's pissed. He doesn't want a daughter. And I'm like, what?
Holding his pink shirt, yeah. Waving it around. Like, okay, people are just crazy. But yeah, so we just, you know, wanted to talk about that. Like, it's very important for the mom to take time for herself. So dads, anytime you can give your partner a break, do it, because it's very much appreciated. And I think it's also important for the dads to spend time with the baby alone too, because that's how they bond. And so I think that's a good time for the mom to take some time for herself.
No, it doesn't always go so smooth in the morning, because yesterday, for both our alarms didn't go off, and we woke up
I didn't set any, because I trusted that you would have them.
Well, my alarm didn't go off, and we woke up with, like, literally 30 minutes before we had to be out the door for work, and we were really scrambling, trying to, I was making her chug a bottle.
I didn't do makeup that morning. I literally threw sweatpants on, put my hair up in a bun, and, like, got her dressed, and we left.
That's the hard thing. It's like, when you're running... Like, with getting her ready in the morning, it's like, if something happens and you're running late, you can be...
You're going to be late.
Yeah, you can be quick, but you can't make the baby go quick.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, I think that as far as parenting and 7 weeks have gone, it's gone pretty good. And her sleeping has still been going pretty good. So, yeah.
We've had to move her into bigger clothes, finally. Oh, yeah. So,
that was sad.
And I put on a size one diaper on her this morning. So yeah.
Her diapers were getting a little tight, and I know last week we talked about how, like, I was probably going to start putting her in her 0 to 3 month clothes, which I've done a couple times, but, like, up until today, I was, like, still kind of, like, alternating with her newborn clothes. But one of my favorite outfits of her, I literally went to go put it on her this morning, and it just straight up didn't fit. And it's, like, crazy, because a week ago, it did fit, and she literally wore it a week ago. So I'm just like, how did she grow that much? And even if you look at the, obviously y'all can't look, but, like, I'm looking at the outfit she's wearing now, and it's a newborn size, and her toes are kind of just, like, crammed into the bottom of the foot, and her knees are, like, kind of tight. So I'm probably going to have to just, like, make the switch and maybe, like, reevaluate what outfits she can still actually wear in newborn size and kind of go from there.
Oh, yeah, I learned a fun fact. So last night, you know, she was doing her thing. We put her to bed. We were looking at the baby monitor, and she was doing her thing where she just wildly flips her head back and forth like crazy. Like, she's going to get whiplash.
Like, side to side.
Yeah, she does it all the time. And I was like, how is this comfortable? And, like, why do they do it? And I Googled it last night, and it said that it's actually, well, it is normal. And it said that it's actually, they do it as a self-soothing technique. Because apparently it's like, it mimics the rhythmic motion of being rocked to sleep. So, like, if they'd been rocked to sleep, they kind of do that. Which, the only weird thing is Gemma never really got rocked to sleep that much, so I'm not sure.
The only thing I can think of is people have told me that, like, a lot of the times if you work on your feet, like, when you're walking around, that mimics a rocking sensation. Which, honestly, this is kind of, like, it did freak me out some when I was pregnant, because when I was waitressing or, like, you know, at work, and I had been walking for several hours, I wouldn't feel her moving, and... When I talked to my doctor, they said it's actually normal that if you have a job where you're walking around a lot, that it does keep them asleep more than normal. And that's why she was kind of, like, always asleep and not really moving in the womb when I was at work, because, like, me walking around would just, like, rock her to sleep. So that's the only kind of maybe sensation I could maybe say that she had of being
asleep. Is that why she sleeps good now? Because you had her sleeping all the time?
Maybe. Also, you know what I just thought about that's really weird?
What?
If babies are head down in your body, how does all the blood not rush into their head?
I don't know.
How do they just, like, how do you just exist in the state of being upside down?
Like, I don't think they, just, don't they, like, not, I hope, I'm, I don't want to do this on podcast.
She was
I'm
head
gonna sound,
down for 10 weeks.
I'm going to sound stupid if I'm wrong, but doesn't the blood, like, not circulate yet? Like, doesn't it start circulating once they come out?
I don't know. Okay. I just know she was head down in my body for 10 weeks, and I can't imagine being suspended upside down for 10 weeks.
All right, everyone send us emails and tell us how the blood doesn't go to the baby's head.
Yeah, because what, like, how do you even do that? That's crazy to me. But yeah, she sleeps really good. Also, Skylar, I looked up something, and I think it applies to Gemma, and I want to know if you agree, and then we can... feel bad about giving weird advice to people who probably will have babies that aren't as good as Gemma, because I feel like she is a unicorn baby, which I have looked up, and it says a unicorn baby is a term used to describe an infant who is easygoing, content, and adaptable. Unicorn babies are rare and are said to sleep well, rarely fuss, and adjust quickly to new environments and routines. What are the characteristics of a unicorn baby? Easygoing. Unicorn babies are said to be content most of the time, sleep through the night, and adapt quickly, and are a rare gem among infants. Do you think she's a unicorn baby?
Yeah.
Because if so, then we have an above average baby, and I feel like any advice we give is going to be unrealistic for a lot of people.
And I feel like when we have another kid, I'm going to be distraught.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I think she really is a unicorn baby, because she's always happy all the time.
But anyway, that's where we're going to stop today before We've gotten lucky. Gemma hasn't interrupted us too bad yet, but I'm getting worried we're hitting the time limit where she might start talking. So we hope everyone enjoyed the episode, and we will see you again next week.
All right, bye.
Bye.